Coming up next on WIGY, we speak briefly with Doug Dunlap, longtime resident of the Franklin County area and a noted outdoorsman and author. Doug took to the woods early this year and then came up with an idea, how to turn his personal joy into a pathway for others working their way through the pandemic. Here's Doug Dunlap. Sorry. We are talking with Doug Dunlap, who is in the process of putting on 1,000 miles, traveling around the Franklin County area, basically showing people the joys of hiking and the joys of getting outside and getting some exercise, as well as hopefully getting people to donate a little bit of money toward the United Way of Tri-Valley and all the work that they do. So, Doug, you have started this trip way back. When did you start actually doing this for the United Way?
Well, I started in March, and just a little bit of the backstory is that I've enjoyed walking and being in the outdoors all my life, and I grew up in a very small town in New Hampshire, and two-room schoolhouse, that sort of thing, and back in that day, what a kid had to do was three things, basically, I guess: do your chores around the house, always have a library book going, and then get outside and just make sure you're home for supper, or, you know, stick something in your pocket for lunch if you need to. And I just loved exploring the woods and the hills and so on as a kid, and just continued that into my adult life. When the COVID virus impacted Maine back in March, I'm always someone who's, again, I've exercised a lot, and I do that through the winter. I like to go out snowshoeing and backcountry skiing and that sort of thing. And season's about to change there, so I began to do a lot of walking. And as I walked near our home, which is in Farmington, pretty close to New Vineyard, I began to think, these miles are adding up. Is there anything that I might do with these miles that might benefit somebody in addition to myself? So I started back in March, and I contacted Lisa Laughlin, who's the director of the United Way, and I asked if there's any way that my miles could count in some way towards their fundraising efforts, particularly related to the virus. And that's how the whole thing got started, the idea of 1,000 miles in Franklin County in spring and summer months, so March through September, yeah. And that's what I'm up to.
Wow, and this includes not only hiking, but also paddling, or primarily hiking?
I've certainly done some paddling. It's mostly walking, but I love doing the paddling. Within the past couple of weeks, I've gone over to Flagstaff, paddled on the lake, paddled up the north branch of the Dead River to the Eustis Dam, paddled, had a little extra time here not too long ago, paddled across Haley Pond and back, and went out to Chief's Point, take a break, little trail out there on the other side, trails of the Forestry Museum, and been up to Little Kennebago. That's a favorite paddling place I like to go to. So I have been paddling, and as well as walking.
Now, as far as the hiking around the Ranger Lakes area, you had an idea that you'd be starting off at the Ranger Lakes Heritage Trust and kind of create a loop that would end up with you returning back to the Heritage Trust. How has that been going? So when did you start that, and when do you think you'll be wrapping it up?
Well, I wrapped it up yesterday.
Oh.
In terms of the start, I did a couple of pieces just over the past month. And then the last 3 days, I finished it off. So the way that's gone is I started from the trust office, walked over to the Forestry Museum by way of ATV and snowmobile trail, and also got on trails of the Forestry Museum. After stopping at the museum, I hiked up to Dallas Hill, and again, in recent days, I made my way up to the trail center, the Nordic, which is the Nordic trails in the winter, and snowshoe trails and so on, and mountain bike in the summer, and hike. So I walked those trails, and then I went up to the Rock Pond and Midway Trails area on Saddleback, which is also the northern end of the Fly Rock Crosby Trail and walk that down to Cascade Gorge. And from there, I've gone out South Shore Road and hiked in side trails off of that and been over to Bald Mountain. And this is all one continuous walk, by the way.
Wow.
And, I did come back to camp to sleep at night and then just start out again the next day. And yesterday I brought it all home by I started at the Outdoor Sporting Heritage Museum, where I'd ended the day before that, and walked back into Rangeley with side trips into Bonnie Point. There's two trails on either side of Hunter Cove. Mingo Springs Birding Trail, which is really one of our family's favorites. Hatchery Brook, and then down Main Street, and that completed the Rangeley Loop.
And I remember you mentioning at one point stopping by the Sandy River Plantation office and seeing the old chalkboards.
Yes, it was actually the Rangeley Plantation,
Rangeley
office, and I was on the South Shore Road, and I saw that the open sign was displayed, so I just thought I would stop by, and hadn't been in there before, and looked like it was a former schoolhouse, and the town clerk, and I'm sorry that I didn't get her name, she's very kind to give me a bit of a history of the building, and the chalkboard is still on the wall, and it was great to hear what she had to say, and reminded me of my days in the two-room schoolhouse back in New Hampshire. And I do want to say, just meeting people along the way, I mean, folks out at the state park, and people at the Forestry Museum, people at the Outdoor Sporting Heritage Museum. Sometimes we'll just be walking by somebody's driveway and somebody's there and we just start chatting. And I've just really enjoyed meeting the people along the way, as well as the walk.
Yeah, that I've noticed. I was taking a look at the United Way website. They have a list of some of your reports on the trail hikes, and I noticed that was one of the aspects of the walks that you're doing, is that you really are more of in the meander mode as opposed to bagging mountains. You really kind of are taking your time and enjoying the scenery and the people and the air and the nature.
Well, yes, and if anything, it underscores there are two parts of this walk, and again, I'm supporting the vital and even courageous work of the United Way at this difficult time. I'm also encouraging people to take some time, create a place and time for your own peace of mind, and step away, and who knows, maybe that's just a conversation with your neighbor that you've been too busy to do lately, or maybe with your kids or your spouse, I don't know. But find a way to enjoy the people around you, and as far as the natural world, I mean, I love being on the top of a mountain as much as the next person, but I'm enjoying looking at, yesterday I was at Mingo Springs, and I sat in that big Adirondack chair at the bottom of the Blue Hiking Loop, and I just looked around. I saw the last of the blue lupin, and they look great, and the cloud formations, and so it's a little bit of just making our own place of peace and quiet and calm, and the people are certainly, again, a part of that. So I just encouraging everybody to be good to yourself at a difficult time, and this is such a magnificent outdoor area, and the people are great. So there you go.
Yeah, and it is hard to take the time because it's summertime and we're all in the situation of needing to make that money while it's here and all that. So it's a hard balance, but I love the fact that you're saying to people, you know, it doesn't take that long to take a few minutes out of your day. Yeah. And I was especially impressed. I was going to mention that the Rangeley Lakes Heritage Trust has several trail maps that are available for short hikes or day trips or whatever. And you've got more than a few books out regarding the Rangeley region as far as kayaking and hiking as well. That there's ways for people to find out, you know, what's available for a short trip.
Yes, I'll mention that, of course, the Chamber of Commerce also has a list of some hiking trails, and they, of course, they're great people and as knowledgeable as you could ever ask for, where people can go. And the Rangeley Lakes Heritage Trust on their Facebook page has maps of their trails, and I have been fortunate to be able to have written a number of guidebooks, as you referenced, and those are available at our local stores that carry outdoor guidebooks, and so that's yet another source. Mm-hmm. I did want to make sure just to mention some of the work of the United Way, particularly in the North Country. They provide services throughout Franklin County. But one example of that, particularly related to COVID-19, is that they provided $3,000 in funding to the Rangeley Lakes School Student Assistance Team to meet needs of students and families. Of the many agencies connected with the United Way, I mean, one would be the Franklin County Children's Task Force, which just opened an office in Rangeley. But there's so many other services. It ranges from community dental to Safe Voices, sexual assault prevention and response, and literacy volunteers, and they're all helping out up here. And if you have any listeners over in the Stratton area, just to mention that the United Way has funded the Pack a Snack program that the Stratton Youth Lions Club got underway to help kids who may need an extra source of food. So these are just a few of the many contributions that United Way is making throughout the county, but without question, they're doing it here.
That's great. And they have, like I said before, they have your reports, so to speak, on the website. And I believe there's different ways you can donate. You can either donate on a per mile basis or a flat fee or just donate to the United Way just because it's the United Way. They certainly do a lot of work, and certainly there's a lot of strain going on in the area, and there's going to be more if that $600 a week goes away. There's going to be a lot of people who are going to have to rely on social safety nets even more and more and more. And so it's essential that we support our people who are supporting people, frankly.
Well, yeah. Very much so, folks could go to the United Way of the Tri-Valley, Maine, website. They could search for that online, and it describes how to donate. I suggested a penny a mile, which is that'd be $10. But I'm serious, because maybe it's small, but it's a way that people can contribute. And if people can contribute more than that, then that's fine. Whatever works for a given individual or family or business. And some people donate in a flat dollar amount that they decide upon, and all of that is great. Hmm. And I do send in a report about every 2 weeks, which includes some photos and talking about what I've seen and people I've met and interesting conversations and discoveries of all kinds, birds, wildflowers, animals. I've seen bear. I've seen weasel. I've seen mink. I've seen fisher, as well as fox and deer, of course. And so what a discovery, and I'm enjoying it, and I certainly invite others to do the same.
And in your case, you're also knowledgeable enough about how to operate in the forest that you tackle not only just straight ahead trails that are already pre-marked and stuff, but you've also been tackling some hills up around here that don't really have established trails yet.
Well, I have done some bushwhacking, and I recommend that certainly only for people who develop that kind of experience. I might just say more locally, for some people, maybe there's just an old woods road that isn't too far from where you live, or just what we call a back road or a country road. And if that's what you have time for, take your kids by the hand and walk down there and back, and maybe it's 20 minutes or a half an hour. You don't necessarily have to travel very far. There's a lot right in our own backyard.
Yeah. Now, in your case, are you doing most of these just in, like, you do as full a day as possible, or do you do some overnights as well? Or
I foresee doing some overnights in the over the next month or two. A lot of these, most of these, have been day hikes. Fortunate, we have a camp in the area, so that made it very convenient for me to hike a good portion of the Rangeley area, walks, and then head back to camp for the night. But I do enjoy overnight hikes, and in fact, a few years ago, 2017, I did a 200-mile loop hike of Franklin County, starting from Jay and going up to Coburn Gore, and coming back down through Kennebago drainage into Quassic and Rangeley, and on back to the south again. And so a lot of overnight there. Mm-hmm. Carry a camping hammock, which is easy to set up and leave no footprint, and mm-hmm. Something I do enjoy doing. So I see that happening, particularly in the coming weeks.
Yeah. It's amazing how large this county really is when you think about how far down it goes, down to the Jay Livermore area, and then up toward Alder Stream?
Alder Stream, mm-hmm. and Chain of Ponds and Coburn Gore, and even north of that, up Kibbe and above that.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you, Doug, for A, spending the time with WIGY to talk about this, B, for doing it in the first place. I think it's a wonderful inspiration to individuals to get outside and, you know, do things in nature and get some relaxation and get away from all the noise, and also the work that you're doing in helping the United Way with their efforts to help us.
Well, thank you so much. And again, this is one of the most beautiful outdoor areas really anywhere in the country, if not the world, and certainly got some of the friendliest people you'll ever find. And so I'm very appreciative of that. I'm grateful. And I just invite everybody to take a little time for yourself and be good to yourself and those you care about, and new people you meet. And we'll get through all this together.
Terrific. Thank you again, Doug, very much.
Thank you so much.
And that was Doug Dunlap relating his innovative idea of how he and you and I can all get through these times we're in. Stay safe, enjoy your life and your friends, and every once in a while, take a comforting walk. You deserve it. Have a great day, and thank you for listening to WRGY, Community Radio for the Rangeley Region.